we spoke in the last few weeks about different nekudas, about things which are menea a person from getting a geshmak out of learning, or things which are menea a person from getting a geshmak out of ruchnius. We have in the sixth parashah B'chukosai the famous Rashi, which Rashi says in B'chukosai Telechu, Rashi says, Shetu amelim batur. There are two aspects to it. There's the aspect of Klal Yisrael, where all the brachas and all the klolas, never look at all the klolas, all of them were mekuyim by us already over all the last thousand years of golas, thousands of years of golas, and it's all told in Amelos Pater. It's something that we don't take seriously enough. What Chazal said, that Rashi HaKadosh went out of his way to say that's Pshat in the Pasuk, that all the brachas and all the klolas on a Klal Yisrael level and on a personal level are told how much a person is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how much a person is attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is told how much a person is Amul Batayr, how much a person gives himself home for learning Torah. People don't take it seriously. It's a Shein Adrush. It's something that we speak about every year, Parashat B'chol Kosai, but nobody lives it. That's the emes and mahus of what the Bria is telling. Kipshutoi. All the brachas. Everything that Hashachas to Gashmi is over here is brought down. And all the klolas that Hashachas to Gashmi is. Auschwitz, Buchenwald, all the klolas, all starts with Toli, La Melam Batur. Not attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a vada on a Klal Yisrael level, and it's kedai that we remind ourselves again and again. But there's also a personal level, which I want to speak to us now in the weeks coming before Shavuos. Rashi says, at the beginning of the parasha, B'chukosai Telechu, a person's Amul Bater. And Rashi says again, after it says the brachas, when the Torah opens up the parasha of the Techacha, the Klolis, it says, Imloi Tishmuli, V'loi Sasu, B'chukosai Timasu, Mishpatei Tigal Nafshechem, says Rashi, if you're not going to be Amal Batera, so what's going to be? Leisasu. Mishalei Tilamdu, Leisasu. Harishtei Averis. Says Rashi, the first step is, you're not going to mutzizach and learning. You're not going to mutzizach and learning, you're not going to do mitzvahs. Step three is, B'chukosai Timasu, Mayas Ba'acher Ma'oisim. You look down at other people who do learn. Mishpatei Tigal Nafshechem, Sayinei Chachamim. The Gedolim say something, Chazal say something, Chreis Besser. Levilti Asayis, the next step is, Menei Asacher Miasayis. You stop a person. Es Kol Mitzvayzer Kaifer Shalotzi Visim. Lohofakam Es Brisi Kaifer Birker, says Rashi, Reisheva Averis HaRishayinis, Gerris HaShniyis, Chein HaRashviyis. Seven steps. Loy lamad, loy osa, mayas ba'acherim, sayne asachachamim, mayne asachachim, kaifer b'vizis, kaifer b'ikr. Rashi describes a deterioration that starts off that they didn't mutra zachan learning and ended off with kaifer b'ikr. From a historical point of view, the places in Klal Yisrael where there was a beginning of zilzul of Torah, in the end it ended up like that, that they were kofer b'ikr and there's nothing left of them. Places like Germany, other places where in the end it began with a zilzul of Torah, there's other things chashev besides Torah, there's other chachmas. It started off with that and it ended off, the Rashi was mekuyim. It started off with a zilzul of Torah, then it started off with a weakness of mitzvahs, and then it came with a sayinei chachamim. What do they know? Then it came with Ne'amacherim, and then they were kofer mitzvah, kofer b'ikr, and then there was nothing left. The process, by the way, didn't take that long. It took about 50 years, which is a very short time. And the chain reaction that Rashi describes took place in any place in Klal Yisrael. If you know a little bit of history, in any place in Klal Yisrael where there was a weakness in step one, step seven came very quickly. And then afterwards, never came the rest of the process, B'chukosai, that followed. That's on a Klal Yisrael outlook. But on a personal outlook, there are times when a person is in a matziv of lo yisasu, he doesn't do. His mayis b'achem o'isim. Mishpotai tigal nafshechem. A person doesn't have a geshmak in ruchnius. He has a distaste for mitzvahs, he has a distaste for avodas Hashem, he has a distaste for the chachamim. His mayis. So a person says to himself, say it. It's a legitimate zach. In the world we live in today, we live in a world of mayis b'divrei chachamim. Right? Where we come from, I'm not talking about the goyish world, I'm not talking about the friar world, I'm talking about regular Baal Batish world. What's the nusach? Yen is going to tell me, Vazich Daftin, the man Shnib, Yen the Gold is going to, what does he know? I know best, right? I sold 2 diamonds yesterday and I have internet, and Ich weiß besser, what to do, what's right, what's wrong. That's the atmosphere that's prevalent today. Yen knows. Yen, a guy is a Fumi, he's a Chinyok, what does he have to say about anything? The atmosphere of Moyes Bechachomim and the atmosphere of Mizalzul, Mishpot Tikkun Nafshechem, is devoted like this. So you're sitting in your shtibul, wherever you come from, and Pliny Amani Balabas is sitting behind you, is wearing a custom-made shirt, $100, silk tie, $100. I heard that there's such a thing, I never heard of such a thing before. A guy told me there's such a thing, everyone's custom-made shirt in Flatbush today. Is such a thing? Never heard of it. I never heard of it. There is such a thing, right? Did?
Even in Chicago.
Chicago also. So we're talking about Chicago also. And he's saying Deus. This guy has a loud voice. And he bought Master Yoina. He's a Chosh of the Yid. And he's saying opinions about the yeshivas and about learning in general. And about Dikto Gemitzvahs. And this rov is too much. And that rov is too little. And that one's too machmer. This one's too mekel. And this one's extreme. And that one's overdone. And Yana guy's son is overdoing it. And you know, you say to yourself, yeah, Feda, I don't agree with him, but you know, democracy, everybody has right to opinion, as Octavius, and I'm 100% right, he's 30% right, 20% right. Shteitin Chazal, that the reason why he's a Moyes, Bacher Moisim, and the reason why he's a Moyes, Betamid Chom, is Kishal Omater, Valnish Gelernt. I've been around a little bit, I'm a drop older than you, not much. But I keep getting older and older every year. I have not yet seen a guy who was amul batayra who ever said a day like that. It's funny. A guy who's amul batayra, somebody who's ligging and learning, and somebody who's mechuber to tayra, amul batayra means imutrezich for learning, imutrezich for a taisis, imutrezich for a rajbi, imutrezich for avon and a gemara. I have never ever heard him say a negative opinion about anything in ruchnis. It's funny. Maybe it's coincidence, could be. And punked all the guys. I hold myself back in because I'm I start up with anybody, you never know who it is. Could be the chashuv leader of the community. But I have not yet heard a guy, and it's all over. That's the atmosphere that's in the street of Zilzul in Torah and Zilzul in Tamid Chacham and Zilzul in Diktuk Ba'alocha. I have not yet heard from one guy. And I would love to tell me, when was the last time you learned the Taisis like a mensch? You learned like a Rajbo like a mensch. You learned a piece of Gemara like a mensch. You learned to a Taisis like a mensch. When was the last time? You did it once in your life? You did it once in the last year? Of course not. They're detached. And the pshat is, but they don't forget it when they hear it. Is the word is, it becomes a legitimate zach. It's a legitimate sat to the zach. And I hear it from all over. I talk to people who have left the base medrash and gone out to work, people who are older. Mizok deis. They say deis about ruchnius. So they say deis about steak and what they had for supper last night. We say that. Like we said last week, not their experts in. Said everyone has their expertise. No. Nobody, everyone says deis what they're not experts in. They say deis about ruchnius. This is too much and that's too little and maybe overdoing it. And what does Yana guy know? What do you mean? It says in Rashi, you're moyes bachayim moyesim. We don't look at it that way. Look at the guy. He has avos hatayr. Is it Hoshua Askin? So does. Gave what he called. His kids are here. And the word is, Zok the day! It's hard. Rashi said this to say. Moyes Bachem Moysim. It's not the pshat that the guy has a day and it's Hashem Shemayim and this is what's good for Kaiso. No, the pshat is Anish Galant. And because he didn't learn, he didn't do. He wasn't medakdik by halacha. And because he wasn't medakdik by halacha, he was mayiz b'achayrim. And because he was mayiz b'achayrim, he was mezalzel in divrei chachamim. So they speak about the gedele ador, that their opinion is equal to their opinion. Yeah? We're equals. Yeah, it's like this. Ich zog azay. Ich tacht azay. Ich mein andish. Where's that come from? A guy could be a rov, but the guy can have a beard down to his fourth button. Yeah, I thought it was on the shirt, not on the suits. They don't have fourth button, right? Yeah? And the pshat is, and it doesn't make a difference. Of his not living and learning, so all his dais, could be a shayna yid, you hear? Could be a garka, go to the mikveh every morning. But all his dais of moyas bachirim, because it's coming from the process that Rashi describes. So everyone's laughing. It's good. But I'm not talking about the guy that you had in mind. I'm talking about us. All of us. Okay. All of us have this cycle inside us. Chas v'shalom, nobody gets the kofer b'ikra, nobody gets the kofer b'mitzvahs. But the cycle of that when a person is not an amul b'teira, so there's a weakening in tikduk b'mitzvahs, and there's a weakening in the covet for somebody else who's frumer than you, who's more medactic than you. Everybody knows the process. Why do we have to fool ourselves? If a person is not in a good ruchnistic state, it bothers us. The yen is fumma. The yen is more medactic. The yen is more of a master. The yen is often the longest one essay. Moyes, you despise it. So do you despise it in a way that you're going to get to a cycle of kaifer b'ikr? No. But a person doesn't have to go through the seven steps that Rashi is talking about to the extremism. There could be a little bit of weakness in Melos Batera, and there's a little bit of weakness in Dikduk and Mitzvahs, and there's a little bit of weakness in Moyes Bacherim, and there's a little bit of weakness in Kavir Tamid Chacham. And there's a little bit of weakness in Kaifa and Mitzvahs, a little bit of Kaifa Bikr, a little bit of weakness in Amunah. And that every person goes through. Is the same way it's Poshit, the same way it's Poshit, that if you hear a Yenna guy who's sitting on the back bench of the Shtibul, who's saying Deus on everything under the sun, from A to Z, everything that affects Kal Yisrael. So it's a double Poshit that it's worthless what he said, because he's not Amul Batar, because he's a Moyes the Mitzvahs, and he's a Moyes of what he called. A person has to know that in his own personal state also, anything that a person does or thinks, I'm saying something very extreme, but it's emes amita, something that a person has to carry with him the rest of your life. If you're not in a state of amelus b'teira, so then any ruchniyistik decision that you're going to make into how you should run your life and how you should spend your time and how you should do, where you're going to be mechanach your kids, how you're going to run your life, how you're going to run your house before you're married, after you're married, how you're going to spend your bein hazmanim, how you're going to spend your Friday afternoon, is coming from a state of b'chukosei temosu. You're in a state of b'chukosei temosu. Rashi says it's a guarantee. So don't pay any attention to what you're saying. Ignore yourself. Because it's worthless. You're in a state of b'chukosei temosu. You're not a melem b'toyer. So you're in a state of chosid to moisoi, so you say all types of days, you say I don't have a geshmak in learning, and I don't have a geshmak in ruchnius, and I want to leave, and I want to go, and it's not going well, and this and that. Nothing. Just ignore yourself. Don't say shittas. Say to Rashi nishtazei. Look at chosid to moisoi. You didn't learn, you're going to go right down the hill. So if a person's in a state, not in a state of amelus batera, that's the terrors to all the kashas. And there's a part of the raya, because the minute a person puts himself back in a state of meros b'teira, all of a sudden, all the pipelines of Kedusha open up. And all the kashas which had, were tekus, and tzorachim gadols, all of a sudden they just disappeared. What happened all of a sudden? One good taishas, one good razba. And a person can go through a whole life like that, where a person can go through a whole life in a state of temosu. I saw gevalde gevor. It says, b'chukhesei teleifu. Pasuk says, well-known pasuk in Nabi Yecheskel, it says, "Minasati l'chol mehalchim bein ha'omid me'ela." A malach is called an oimid. A malach can't steig. an Adam is called a Mahalach. Why is an Adam called a Mahalach? Because he can shteig, he moves. That's the mahus of a person. A person is a shteig. The Chukreze Telechu means that if the mahus of a mensch is to shteig, if the mahus of a mensch is to grow, not to stand and stagnate in one place, not to be an oimid, malachim are oimdim. They don't go anywhere. They don't come from anywhere. They don't go anywhere. They don't shteig. They stand in one place. They say over Vort, from Bochber, that he once said the pshat that the Gemara says, in the Rav Doimel HaMalach HaKim Tzvokos, if the Rebbe's like a Malach, then you go learn by him. So he said, what's the Rebbe's like a Malach? A guy who says a shir, you don't have too much time to shteig. He says, if the guy is prepared to stagnate and be like a Malach and stand in one place and give up on his own steiging, then go learn by him. Because the Pshat is not prepared to, he's prepared to give up on being a Mahalach. He's a Malach. He's prepared to give up on going weiter by himself. A person has to be a Mahalach. A person has to steig. State here in Chazal, state here in the Pasuk, in B'chukreis HaTelech, a person has to be a Hoylech. A person has to grow. You stay in one place, you go backwards. A person stagnates. State that the only way a person can steig and to grow in Ruchnius is only through Amelus Bateu. And that's the answer to all the kashas. That's the answer to the kasha. A person's down, you're not in the mood. A Yid doesn't have a Mias for mitzvahs. A Yid is a Chelok Elokai Mal, Chelok Hashem Amor. A Yid has a Neshama Kutachas Kisei HaKovid. What does it mean that a Yid doesn't have a Geshmak in mitzvahs? A Yid doesn't have a Geshmak in davening? A Yid doesn't have a Geshmak in Avodas Hashem? Yisturur HaSinai, Gvistah Chazun, Fahav Mitzvah in Yankiv. How could it be? Is the teretz is it's before it's a process. It's a process. It's seven steps, and the seven steps are inevitable. Once the ball gets rolling, it's very, very hard to stop it. Especially if a person's not aware that it's a process, and a person doesn't steig. So a person can go through all his years and go to yeshiva and not steig. He blives in oimid. He blives stagnate, and he doesn't know why he's stagnating. He doesn't know why he's not going anywhere. He doesn't know why he's not progressing. He doesn't know why he's not steiging in any area. You're an oimid. You're standing in one place. You're not going anywhere. You're not going up. Maybe you're going down. And the only way a person can grow and stop the process of moyes bacherim, and everybody has a little bit of that inside of them. And that little bit of inside of them comes from the part of us that's not attached to Torah. So if a person doesn't have a geshmak and a person has a mius, you know, it could be you don't have it, you have it for an hour, you have it for a day. That's the day you weren't learning properly. That's the day you weren't giving yourself over. Because the guf, a person is composed of two parts, is the guf and the neshama. The neshama wants kulei ruchanis. The guf wants pizza. Not during Seder. But the guf wants pizza. All the time. And the guf doesn't have a geshmak in ruchanis. The guf doesn't have a geshmak in ruchanis. That's what mayis. Mayis means the guf doesn't want. The guf doesn't want rabbanim and gedolim and mitzvahs and amun. The guf wants taivis. The neshama wants ruchanis. The meeting point where a person breaks, that's the type behind the seven step process. What's the seven step process? Why is a person moyis bacheru? Why does it bother you the yena guy is what he calls? Does that make sense? Yena guy is firmer than you. What's about moyis bacheru? A person is moyis in himself also. Right? A person can be moyis in himself also. What's about moyis bacheru? What does it bother you that yena guy is doing an avodas Hashem? What's bad with that? There's no logic to it. The answer is there is not no logic to it. There's no logic to this now. We're talking about a battle over here between Tayyib and Ra. We're talking about a battle between the Guf and the Neshama. The Guf doesn't want Ruchanius. The Guf is against Ruchanius. The Yitzhar is against all Tayyib. What about the what's about Mayus Bacher? You despise Yen, a guy who's doing a Vedas Hashem. Why should you despise him? Why should it bother you? Say there, you're Nebuch not holding there. If the Tayyib says, this is the Oimid of what I'm saying. That's put on Oimid. There's nothing in middle. There's nothing as powerful. There's also this parable. A guy says, Bezeder, you know, I don't want to do Bezeder. Let Yana guy do. By the way, the people who say that are phonies. They despise you. Therefore, there's no such thing. There's no such thing in Mitzias, by the way. Rashi says the same thing. Guys, I'm not abducting Mitzias. Why should it be Moyes Acherim? What's Yana guy love? He wants to be a Formak. He wants to do what it could. What's the shot? Why does it have to be like that? Ishteta Big Yisoy, that in Ruchnius, there's no middle ground. There's no middle ground of saying that I won't be attached to Ruchanis, but I'm not against. There's nothing like that. The Makom where there's a vacuum, where there could have been an opportunity for steiging. What's that a Melos Bateu? A guy will say it's a Darga. Where there was an opportunity to attach yourself more and you didn't. It's not going to stay a vacuum that the pshat is nothing will step into it. Into the place where you could have been a meilas b'torah will step in anti, will step in tumah. There's nothing in the middle. There's no parva. Not the pshat is say that I don't have the dark, I don't have the attachment. They'll say, no, it doesn't work like that way. A person is either here or there. And if a person has to know that when he's choosing not to exercise all the kaychas that he has, and not to exercise all the opportunities he has, so what's going to step into the vacuum, what's going to step into that space is Mayiz Bachir. Chayyim is a drastic step. Say, no, I don't want to learn, I don't want to be shtag. Live and let live. There's nothing in the middle. That's the pshat of Oimdim versus Holchim. If you're not a Holchim, you're going to stagnate, you're going to go backwards. Either you go further or you go backwards. You don't stand in one place. And that's the Oimik that every person has to know for themselves. And it's not which is Negeah to us every day. It's Negeah this afternoon. You don't have what to do. So you went and rested, you got ready for Shabbos. What are you doing then afterwards? Nothing. Right? What are you doing? Nothing. I'm doing nothing. It's the Yirmanei Yubei. Right? I'm doing nothing. You're doing nothing. So the pshat is, you're putting yourself into a cycle of Mayiz Bachir. Don't have a kashi afterwards that it comes Sunday morning. You don't have a kashi to learn. Because there's nothing in between. Either you're stagging, either a person's attached, either a person's going with his neshama, is going with his guf. And a person who feels that he doesn't have the bren for Torah, he doesn't have the bren for mitzvahs, he doesn't have the bren for chazal, he doesn't have the bren for chachamim, the pasuk over here saying what the answer is, where it's all rooted. It's all rooted in Pshat and Taisis. You learn the Taisis? That means a person, it's a very scary thing, a person could go through 5 years in yeshiva, but he never hovered on a Taisis. He never broke himself. He never said, I'm going to do the Taisis for a second time. I don't have it clear. Let me do it again. Let me see it inside again. Let me close my eyes and chaz it over again. Amelus b'Torah. He's never going to have a time in Ruchnius. He's never going to have a Geshmak in Ruchnius. He'll never have a Yakus for Ruchnius. And his whole life will live in a twilight zone of somewhere in between Mayis Ba'cherim, Mayis Tamid Chachomim, Sigal Nafshi, a Geshmak. It's a shocking pasuk. Mishpotai Tigal Nafshechem. Yeah, Mike, you know what it means in Hebrew? Gal Nefesh. Disgusting. It's worse. It's Gal. Sigal Nafshechem. Disgusting. Can you imagine a person comes to a dargah that the mitzvahs are disgusting for him? Ekenish. It's a burden. And that comes because a person not attached to the land. A person goes through his whole life where it's a burden. And Midah Toiva Maruba. If a person understands that that's the answer to all the tzaras, saying Ruchnius, saying Gashmius, a person who's amal b'Torah, a person who's working, a person who's attached, a person who's digging and learning, all the kashas are effective. This is the answer to all the kashas. This is the answer to be a telech, to be a shtagin. And I tell this to Bokum all the time when we talk. You don't have a geshmak in learning? So learn. This is the process that we're talking about. If a person doesn't have a geshmak in learning, and it applies to a person who in general has sorrows, and applies on a particular afternoon. You're not in the mood of learning, you're not in the mood of doing mitzvahs, so go learn. Go mutch yourself, go break yourself. Go be all about Torah. Of course, Rohu pays back. Of course, Rohu is Mashu Shkinosa. The brachas, by the way, are gewaldic over here. It's Tutsach Meisim. But it says afterwards, Farnisi Alechem, of course, Rohu, Nisalachti Besoichem, Vatim Tilu Yom, of course, Rohu walks with us and goes with us. That's what's called steiging. A person cannot steig if he learns superficially. A person cannot steig if he doesn't learn. A person can't be a telechu. A person can't grow. And if a person doesn't grow, he goes backwards. And in the weeks now before Matan Torah, again, I always say, not everything's extreme. It's not all or nothing. As much as a person will attach himself to Amelus b'Torah, that's as much he'll have the opposite of the seven steps of Rashi. He'll have a yakus for mitzvahs, he'll have a yakus for Vedas Hashem. He'll be mechabit somebody else who has it. A person feels close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kirva HaKadosh Baruch Hu only comes from Amelus b'Torah. And a person could try every other trick. You can sing, you can dance, you can make kumzitzes, you can do what you want. You can eat stuffed cabbage and Simchas Torah and Hamatash and Purim. And it's not going to help. A person will get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have a yakus and Avodah Hashem, something which applies to the rest of your life. You'll be 40, you'll have a wife and kids in Mitzvah Hashem. If you're not going to live in learning, be'iyun, you're not going to live in a Rajma, you're not going to live in a Ketzais, you're not going to live in a Briskerov, you're not going to have a yakus for mitzvahs, you're not going to have a yakus for diktuk and halacha, you're not going to have a yakus for Avodah Hashem and for Avodah Hashem. And vice versa. And that's the Mitzvah. And if a person is not kind of these things in these years now, then it's a kinyan in your neshama that you're never going to get. And a person goes through a life, and at the end, believe it or not, there is a din v'chesed. Nobody lives forever. And then there's a din v'chesed. And a person's olam haba, by the way, as you all know, a person's olam haba looks exactly like his olam haza looks. As much as a yakros and as a geshmak a person had in avodas Hashem here, that's exactly as much as the geshmak he has over there. And as much as he was attached here, that you're, I always say that Nebuch, our olam haba looks like our Shmoneh Esrei is. If you want to have a picture of what olam haba is going to be, it's exactly the way we do mitzvahs here, that's exactly what olam haba is going to be. If you have a geshmak in it, you'll have a geshmak in it there. If you don't develop a geshmak in it here, then you're not going to have a geshmak in it. It's not like sushi. It's not an acquired taste. Yeah, I just learned a new word recently. Yeah, it's not like that. I never tasted it though. Yeah, I don't know if people can eat such a thing, but it's a different topic for a different time. It's not an acquired taste that the word is. If you have the geshmak in it, you're gonna have it. If not, not. And nothing's gonna help you afterwards. It's not like you can arrive afterwards. A guy spent his whole life. He spent his whole life of moyas tamidei chachamim of nafshi sigol nafshi. Right. Every time he heard somebody up some chumrah, he made a face. He heard a new guy was a maspid, he made a face. And then all of a sudden he rises to Elam Haba and he says, "No, bring a hair, I stick ruch in here." So all of a sudden he's going to have a geshmak in it. What do you mean? Doesn't have a geshmak in it. Tickle nabshi, makes him sick. If you have nose over here, you'll have nose over there. It doesn't make a difference. And then it's too late, Nebuch, as you know. Unless they send you back for another round. Who wants to do that? Because the pshat is the taste of the geshmak in ruch in here is that somebody sigol nabshi is only now. And that's only through a melus matayr. And I told about your whole life. Your whole life, yeah. Right? A whole life. To hold over a taisvus. Again, and again, and again, and again. And over a rishon again. And over a gemara again and again. Anything else is on a certain, to a certain extent, a waste of time. Because you're never going to get, it's a shot. A person's putting in the time, a person's putting in the effort. And you pass through life without touching the thing itself. A person goes through life without ever tasting. What do you mean? And we're all so close. It's not like we're talking about here. You know, you're talking about Kabbalah. We're talking about the opposite of these seven steps. And a person is this close, it's within reach. It means doing it one more time and hovering over again. And a person can open up to himself windows of opportunities and growth and ruchnius that he wasn't aware that he had inside him. And a person can go through whole life with a bidyevedic feeling about Avodas Hashem. And then after meaning, it's all told in this, the whole parasha, this is the whole parasha of the Chukesei, a whole long parasha of brachas and kolos and gishmak and nakishmak. First half of the parasha is very pleasant, second half of the parasha is very unpleasant, there's nothing in the middle. And the choice is ours, it's in front of us to take whenever we want, to steig, to grow, not to stagnate, not to stay in one place.